This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and I just wanted to jump in really quick before this episode, episode 174. And I just wanted to say that I had an excellent time out in Missouri for the MPSCC, the Missouri Public Safety Communications Conference. They showed me a lot of love, and you know, it's right up there at the top with others that I've been to. I mean, it was just a good time. I can't say enough good things about it. And I know it makes me sound like a broken record, but it was an amazing experience. It was great. You've just heard episode 173. It was a pretty hard episode to get through. I know I had to actually stop reading some of those stories in the beginning of the episode so that I could let a little emotion out, because they're hard calls. But you know, these are people that are sharing their stories and opening up, facing their demons, so to speak, so that they can heal as well. Because a lot of times people just hold it in. You don't want to wash away or forget about these calls. Just let them go. Because if you try to let them wash out, you're actually just burying them. And I know this because I did the same thing. I buried many, many calls, and I was only hurting myself by not talking about them. So that's what these people are doing. You know, they're sharing these stories so that they can heal and they can let other people know what they've gone through, that they are human, that they're not just drones sitting there. That's what's good about this whole movement. And, you know, together we're able to learn from each other and know that we're not alone in this. So again, episode 173 was a hard episode. The first half were a bunch of stories that I read from the IM91 movement. And then the last half of that was a live audience episode that I did there in Missouri. So the second half of that, which will be this episode, 174, is open mic. So open mic are all the funny stuff that happens in dispatch, the blunders, funny stuff that happens on the radio, or funny calls that have come in. And I want you to know right away, right off the bat, we are all professionals. We take this job very seriously. But sometimes you need to just laugh. And some of those calls that are mentioned in this episode are calls that you hear about on radio shows or late night talk shows, stuff like that. So there's a little bit of dark humor that comes with this job. Actually, a lot of dark humor that comes with this job, as well as many other jobs that have dark humor. The reason for that is, you know, if we didn't have this sense of humor in what we're doing, a lot of people would burn out, and it would be more horrible than what a lot of the phone calls are that come in. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. We had a very good time. I was walking around with a microphone like Phil Donahue, for those of you who might know who he is. But I was running around all over the place with this wireless microphone because we only had the one. But it was a good time. We had a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy. And now we're going to get into the funny part. So let me loosen this up a little bit, and we're going to have some fun. So this is going to be a live audience episode of Within the Trenches. You are all going to be part of an episode right now. And since there's intro music and everything, and hopefully the sound and everything is working fine, we are going to go ahead and start with the intro.
This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning, this episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good afternoon. afternoon. This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode, I think, 174 maybe, of Within the Trenches, a podcast based on the experience of being a 911 dispatcher. We are recording live from St. Louis, Missouri, and we are at the MPSCC conference, and I have an audience here with me. Let's hear it. There we go. This is open mic. This is where we talk about our funny 911 stories, the shit that happens that people don't really hear about. And we're going to have some fun. So there was one story that I didn't get to tell, and it was a domestic. Now, if you see, there's a pattern there. All those other ones, it was a domestic. This was verbal as well. It could have turned physical, but this gentleman, he was in his late 40s, I believe, and his girlfriend was in her late 60s. They lived in a camper behind a friend's house. And again, verbal domestic, he's on the phone, and he's telling me all this crap that's going on, and I hear in the background her yelling and yelling at him, and he ends up yelling out of nowhere, "She's throwing my spam out." And excuse me? She's what? "She's throwing my spam out." And then I hear her in the background yelling, "You don't eat the shit anyway." We got police out there and everything was fine. Nobody got arrested. The spam was just destroyed. So there was that. But there's a lot of other things, you know, that happens in dispatch. And I want to hear your stories. What are some blunders, some open mic stuff that has happened that, you know, that you've dealt with? All right. We've got a story here. So hold on. Let me come over here to you. Now remember, you don't have to say your name or agency or anything. Just your story.
All right. Well, I actually didn't end up taking this call, but we received a call about an inappropriate conduct, some lewdness, a male was pleasuring himself in sight of the highway. And it was in the county, so we sent a couple of deputies that way. And the first officer arrived on scene, and I was working the radio channel, and the officer tells me he's a rival and then tells me, "You can disregard backup. He's finished."
Well done. Good Lord. Now, I had been telling a few people already when they were coming by the booth that get ready because a lot of these stories go south very fast. And nice. Well done. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. So who's next? Who has another story? An open mic blunder, just anything crazy that's happened. Okay. All right. She raised. So hold on. Let me run over there. This is awesome. Anybody know Phil Donahue? Because this is what I'm doing. All right. Here we go.
Okay. A bit of a lighthearted one. I had a trainee on with me maybe 2 or 3 days ago. We took a call from a 70-year-old guy, said he's having chest pain. He's alert, he's conscious, he's feeling good, just said he wants to go to the hospital. So we get to the part where you ask them if they have any aspirin, to which he responds with, "Well, hold on, sweetie, I gotta go find my teeth." So this is me taking my headset off and trying not to laugh into the microphone.
Nice. Thank you very much. Who is next? Who is next? There was somebody else. You did? Okay.
Well, this is not a call. This is a blunder that I had several years ago working an overnight shift. You know how you have your desk. You've got the cords, the mice cords and the speaker cords and everything's hanging down underneath the desk. I proceeded to get my feet tangled up in these cords. And in the process of leaning down to untangle my feet, I managed to hit my mic button and proceeded to say over the air that my goddamn feet keep getting tangled up in these fucking wires. So immediately my sergeant calls in and asks me how my feet are. And I told him they're fine now. I was mortified. I got home that morning and told my husband if anybody in black suits showed up, I did not live there. Okay.
Very nice. Thank you. Thank you for that. You had one, right? Okay, hold on. Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay, so we all know what frequent flyers are, and we have this frequent flyer who, you know, unfortunately she's an alcoholic, and she's probably late 50s and her husband is, I don't know, 70s or 80s or whatever. So
if you looked at both of them, they look way older than they look.
Yeah, they both look a little bit older than they are. Anyway, she calls all the time. And one night she called because her husband's testicles were swollen. And so, you know, we run down the AMD card and she proceeds to ask him a question. And he's like, what are you doing? Are you bothering those nice 911 ladies again? There is nothing wrong with my testicles. Hang up. And so she leaves to go to another room to get away from him to finish the call. He was fine. He refused transport.
Very nice. Yeah, yeah. Usually before we, like all the stories that were shown earlier, like anytime we get asked, you know, what's the craziest call you've taken, or like what's the saddest call, or like, you know, what's the craziest call you've taken? I will always ask people, okay, do you want to have a good time or do you want to have a bad time? And everyone also says, you know, they want to have a good time. I'm like, good choice. I had just started. I think I'd been only released maybe a couple months, and I'd taken my first burglary in progress. Like, this old lady's out in the middle of nowhere, and someone's just ringing on the doorbell and trying to get into her house, and she's freaking out. Like, and the TV's in the background, it's just chaos. And then I hear that it's like, bing, doorbell's ringing. Bing, bing. Like, he keeps ringing the doorbell. I know, we're getting help on the way out there. Your TV's really loud, though. Can you turn the TV, like, down or off? And then I keep on hearing the bells ringing. It turns out that there was no one at the door. She was watching Wheel of Fortune. And I ask her, ma'am, turn your TV off. What? Turn the TV off. Okay. And it's like silence. Is anyone ringing your doorbell? Oh, shit. So this little nice little lady, like probably the first time she probably, you know, dropped an S-bomb. I'm sorry. Do you want me to have the deputies come? Please, God, no. I don't want to. All right, I'll let them know. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you. And it took a dispatcher to make her say that first, you know, drop that S too. So well done. So, any other stories? Holy shit, arms just flew up. Okay, you know what? Let me start in the back and work my way up because there's one way, way in the back. So hold on. Get my steps in today, damn. All right. Of course you are, definitely.
I'm awesome,
there
too.
Yeah.
Hi. Well, you know, nothing I hate worse than seeing eye calls are those little kids that dial the 911 and you just have this big open line, little giggles and little talks and this and that, and it just makes me pull my hair out. One of those days I get one of these calls and I'm looking at the number and think, why, that number looks familiar. Hello, 911. Hello, 911. Then after a moment I hear, Nana? It was my 2-year-old grandson. It was the best call ever. Made me rethink those, but yes, thank you.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, here we go over here. Got some good stories. It's excellent.
One night I received a 911 call and it was a hang up. So on callback, I told the lady who I was and said, you know, it's our protocol to send someone by to make sure you're okay and no one's forcing you to say everything's okay to me. Is everything okay? She's like, I'm fine. We're all fine. I could tell she was pretty intoxicated. And I said, can you tell me where you live? And she blurts out this address and I put it in there. I said, so you're telling me you live in Perkins? And, you know, our restaurant, and she goes, yes. And she goes, but we're fine. I said, who's we? Me, myself, and the rat in my pocket. So we finally found her, and she was already passed out. Friend was said she was fine, but it was just, it stuck with me all this time.
A rat in her pocket. Nice. All right.
Well, we don't really do 911, but we do have officers that get into stuff like they all do. We had one working on a domestic where the subject had fled in a pretty rural part of one of our central counties. Our officer takes out on foot after them, armed with her M4. And the next radio traffic we get from her is, oh, dispatch, I just fell in a pond. And we're like, oh, okay, are you secure? Yeah, I'm fine. We get a very, very sad but funny text message from her going, it wasn't a pond, it was a lagoon, I just fell in a shit pond.
Very nice. All right.
Do you have one?
All right, I'm making my way forward. Hold on one moment.
We get stuff from officers, too, that I think are pretty funny. I had an officer yell over the radio, I got a 28, which for us is a license plate, on a Bayer. I was like, what? And he's in a rural area, so I thought he meant like a baler, like a farming equipment. No, he meant a bay horse. There was a license plate attached to a bay horse.
Very nice. Thank you. All right. Okay.
So we do all disciplines. My operations manager was covering the floor for a little bit, and she took a medical call. Female called in and stated that her husband was unresponsive and not breathing. So she is kind of a frequent flyer, that somebody said earlier, one of our local tweakers. So she said her husband was not breathing. So we began EMD, started CPR. We did CPR for about 10 or 15 minutes until the officers get there. When the officers get there, EMS gets there, and they disregard EMS, don't call a coroner. So we were like, what? So the lieutenant says, he'll be down to dispatch in just a minute. So we're like, okay, there's a story here. So he comes down, he said, who took that call? And she said, I did. Why? And he was like, she was doing CPR on a cardboard box. Her husband was out golfing.
Interesting. That's an interesting one. All right. Oh, yes. Okay. Here we go.
It's working with a young rookie dispatcher, took a call from one of our shady motels and said that he dispatched medical for a male having problems with an erection. He says it several times over the radio. Fire department gets on scene first, and the motel manager had a very heavy accent. So the first thing they do is call back on the radio and say, we'll be at it with a male having an allergic reaction.
I was working one Christmas Eve, and it was over a midnight shift. It was about 1 or 2 in the morning, and I got a 911 call of a lady saying that she swears up and down there is somebody on her roof and in her chimney. And she goes, I know that you probably think I'm crazy because this is Christmas Eve and all this stuff, but I swear to you, there is somebody up on my roof. So I send officers out there thinking somebody is breaking into her house or something. And we get up there and there is a raccoon that had got stuck halfway in her chimney and halfway out of her chimney.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. All right.
I have one about Bigfoot and one about a vibrator. Which one do you want first? The vibrator? Okay. This is an in-house one, so I won't say any name, but you know, we're a sheriff's office, rural sheriff's office, dispatch is in a big bubble. The deputies pop a couple of our local people, and they're spreading everything out, and they're emptying her purse, and, you know, there's small scales and baggies and different items, and the deputy pulls this big jelly-looking dolphin out of her purse, and he's waving it around like, what is this? I'm like, honey, put that down. Put that down now. We told him what it was, and he's like, hey, go get the sanitizer. So then the other one, I'm a three-month-old baby dispatcher, and I'm by myself. 911 phone rings. 911, where's your emergency? You're going to think I'm fucking crazy. Okay, what do you got? I just fucking saw Bigfoot. Fucking Bigfoot. Big fucking foot. On my county road, he walked down the creek. He fucking looked at me. He got up on the bridge. He continued walking up the creek. I'm fucking moving. Put my house up for sale. I'm out of here. So I send the deputies, and this is before anyone had cell phones, because I'm old. We had alphanumeric pagers that you type in. So one deputy had the pager, one didn't. And I sent him the text that said, hey, go find Sasquatch in this area. The other deputy's kind of doofy. And the other deputy's trying to tell him, just be on the lookout for anything suspicious. So he's driving around looking for a UFO. They never found Bigfoot, though.
Okay, so I don't know who's all from rural, but a lot of people, so we're from a county. We got a lot of cows out from time to time. So I was working last week, and I had gotten a call. I was like on our admin line, and it was this guy that was like, I couldn't tell if he was high or if he was intoxicated. He's like, yeah, so there's these cows out. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, how many? He's like, well, 12 to 20. I'm like, that's a big difference. Okay. I had my midnight deputies coming on, sent my midnight deputies out. He's like, okay, well, he had told me what kind of cows they were, what color. And I'm like, okay, well, he tried to make contact with our cattle owner. Except when he tried to make contact with the cattle owner, I heard a big dog barking in the background. So I'm like, okay. I could not keep it together at this point, because knowing the officer that was on, I'm like, this is kind of hilarious. Cause he's like, the dog's not letting me out of my car. It's like, okay. Well, then I made contact with the cattle owner and I called him. I'm like, yeah, so we have a deputy right outside your house trying to make contact. He's like, oh, okay. And then one of my other dispatchers was there. She's like, I dare you. I'm like, what? She's like, I dare you to go back over the radio and be like, the pooch is friendly. I'm like, okay, there. So I'm like, pooch is friendly. And then all of a sudden my deputy came back in. He's like, seriously, you had to say that? Really? I'm like, hey, I'm like, it's midnight. Who's going to be listening at this point?
Thank you. All right. Ooh, almost lost it there. Almost fell over.
So we just recently got one of the more rural counties that we've started dispatching for. And I have one deputy way down south, like to the point where the map doesn't even have Kelly's on it anymore. And he gets on the radio and says, just in case you get any calls about it, someone put a Bigfoot statue in a field out here. So he's like, I walked out to it. It's a statue, I promise. So then 10 minutes later, I get a selfie on our work page of him standing with the Bigfoot statue in the middle of this cornfield.
Very nice. Thank you. All right. Go to the middle. Yes, Sasquatch is out there. It's around here. That's craziness. Who would have thought?
All right. To tell this story, I need to set up a little bit. Where our training program goes, they go through a certain amount of training, and then they sit with a team leader for a shadow period to do a cert consult. We're just basically there to make sure they don't kill anybody. One of our newest training, this recently just happened maybe a month ago. She was sitting ready for her first call to come in for getting released on call taking. And it's our favorite, the CNI driver. Well, it starts out just as normal. They're headed eastbound on I-44. This car is just swerving all over the roadway. She's like, okay, well, what exactly is going on? Well, he is sitting here pleasuring himself going down the roadway. And she's like, okay. And she's getting a little shaken up because it's her first call. And she said, okay, well, I get that. And he's like, no, you do not get it. He is holding his erect pecker driving down the roadway. And she's like, okay, I got it, sir. What's the description? Well, it's a Wyatt Ford pickup, and here's the license plate, 8 Papa Yankee 869. At that point, I can't even stay on the phone because I'm laughing so hard. And we're trying to get him on with higher patrol because we didn't have any deputies in the area. We finally get her ready to get him on to higher patrol, and he's like, well, he straightened it up. He must have finished up.
And this is the lighter side of dispatch, where those first 20 minutes were gut-wrenching. But this is what needs to happen, you know? get to let loose, tell funny stories. I've got a story where this was, you know, a deputy as well. I was on radios, and he sends me a message over the MDT, and he says, you need to make sure to listen to secondary channel or to lean channel. Lean for us is where, you know, it's license and warrants and all that other stuff. In Michigan, it's lean. So he goes, you need to listen to lean because I've got one for you. And I said, okay. And before, you know, I've played around with some of the deputies and stuff, like the song Mr. Crowley. I was on lean and somebody had a guy with the last name of Crowley. So I end up going over, trying not to laugh, and saying, KNN1, you mean as in Mr. Crowley? And he goes, 10-4 Central, like Ozzy. And I was like, oh, good. He got it. He got it. So in this specific one, though, I end up, I'm listening. I'm like, go ahead on lean. He goes, all right, Central, it's going to be last of Brown Eye. And we're immediately laughing. And I'm telling my supervisor, because I wasn't a supervisor yet, so I'm telling my supervisor, I said, you better say it back. You better say the last name back and stuff. And she goes, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get in trouble for saying that last name. I was like, it's just the last name. What are you talking about? You got to get the last name back. So I didn't think she was going to do it. So when she keys back up, she goes, Central K-91 or whichever, in reference to Mrs. Brown Eye, and we all started laughing. We were busting up. It was great. Well, there was a little more to that story because then the deputy comes up a little bit after that, and he says, you will not believe this whole thing that happened. So he goes up, he pulls her over for speeding, and he gets her license and immediately starts laughing. And he turns around and then turns back around and says, ma'am, what's your last name? And she goes, oh my God, you're so immature. And he goes, no. I mean, it looks like it could be a fake last name. And she goes, it's Brown Eye. And he goes, thank you. And then that's when he went into his car and sent a message to us saying, you know, I've got something for you on lean. So we've all got, you know, all these funny stories and everything. And I'm trying to stay on task here. So we've got a couple minutes left. So if anyone has one more funny story, all right. We are getting to the wrap up of this episode.
So this was when I was in training. I was still a baby dispatcher, not quite done yet. I was going through a divorce when I first started, and we got a mules message, which is where we get all of our information, run warrants, stuff like that. And it was a try to locate. There's a DOR picture attached to it. And my coworkers turned around. He says, is that your ex-husband? So I go and I look, and I was working a law channel that day, and I keyed up without missing a beat and said, that is definitely not my ex-husband. You're ridiculous. And unkeyed.
It could have been worse.
I mean, I wouldn't have been shocked if it was him.
So. Thank you very much for sharing. All right. So we've got time for like maybe two more stories. Oh, okay, hold on. Who hasn't gone yet? Yes, go ahead.
All right, so we're in a rural area too, and we have a very interesting name business in our county, and we had a particular dispatcher a few years ago that liked to reference this business every chance he got. So if there was a call within a 10-mile radius of this business, he would use that as a focal point for the directions he would give. So if we had something going on, he'd say, okay, you go 3.2 miles to this town, then you turn left at the Shave Beaver, and then you turn left at the next one, and he somehow always managed to wrap it around that particular business, and he, you know, you could count on him, the Shave Beaver. You were there?
I've been there many times and gotten very intoxicated.
Oh, boy.
Very nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Got one last story. Yeah, you've gone already. Who hasn't gone yet? You? Okay. I'll get you, and then I'll get you as well. So there'll be the last two stories. This has been excellent. It's been good stuff. I might have to edit some shit, though.
All right. So many moons ago, I was taking the calls, and my coworker was on radio. And, you know, you You always make sure you're not keyed up when you like say sarcastic things to your officers that say stupid stuff to you. And so we had a lady, full term pregnancy, decides to get married. So she's in her wedding dress, headed to the courthouse, and her water breaks, and they pull over on the side of the interstate, and she's like full on delivery, right? So we get a call. The mother of the bride and grandma-to-be is like running up and down the shoulder on the interstate, freaking out. We have ambulance on the way, but we have an officer closer. So we're trying to get the officer to respond. We say that there's a delivery. And we said the water had broke. And so there's this delivery. And the officer responds, "What type of delivery?" And so my coworker, you know, doesn't key up the mic. And she's like, "It's a freaking bread truck. What do you think kind of delivery we have?" So then we're cracking up. And so she keys the mic and says, "A baby is being born." And the officer was like, "Oh, 10-4, I'm on my way." But it's like, really? You know, you have those officers. You're like, "Can I just shake them through the radio?"
Very nice. Thank you. It's like those calls when there's an accident. They say, "Central, have you sent EMS and fire yet or whichever?" And you're like, "No, we're just going to leave them there, of course." All right.
There was one night we received a call. This gentleman was very calm, but he kept repeating over and over, "I need a taxi." It's like, "Sir, what's wrong?" "I'm not feeling good. I can't afford an ambulance, so send me a taxi. But wait 10 minutes because I need to finish my beer first."
Very nice. Thank you. Thank you. We are on the wrap up now. Thank you very much, all of you, for sharing your stories, for being here with me for this episode. Again, I think this is episode 174. But yeah, we are going into the wrap up of this. So for those listening to the podcast right now, if you have any comments, questions, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us, and that's going to be WTTpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. That is @901podcast. You can like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/WithinTheTrenches podcast. And this episode, as well as all the other episodes, can be heard 24/7 on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Spotify, and the Jabberlog.com, and as well as iHeartRadio. There's another one. There's so many of them. But thank you again very much for being here. A round of applause for everybody. Thank you. That was an excellent episode. Thank you very much, all of you, for being here for that. Thank you.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to WTTpodcast@gmail.com.